lines. So if we want the people not to waste, not to squander, then this should be, people should start to believe in this. So this is culture. This is what I mean by culture. By culture, we mean people's beliefs, people's faith, people's practices. So that's what a people deal with in their everyday life constantly. And this is what inspires people's deeds and words. So this is what culture means. So that's highly important. Socially speaking, if, for example, abiding by the law is culture, people need to respect the law, for example, that's a cultural aspect. Now, social contribution is culture. The formation of a family and marriage is culture. The number of children is part of the culture. All of this constitutes culture. So if such things, if the people's insights and the direction they're moving, if it's the right direction, then life and society will be in such a way that if God forbid they take another course, then we'll move another direction. So we will experience the same fate where the countries, where the foundation of family is destroyed and the lust-based practices are spread. Then we will experience the same fate. So the enemy is concentrating on culture more than any other area. The country is focusing on culture. And why is that? It's because of the great effect or influence that culture has. It's the target of the enemies in culture. And that is people's faith, people's beliefs. That's what the enemy has targeted. So the cultural authorities need to be careful regarding cultural encroachment, cultural invasion are really dangerous and hazardous. They need to be careful and vigilant. They need to be aware. We don't want to say that all cultural harms are the job of the outsiders. No, we are also to blame. Some cultural officials, some non-cultural officials, also doing the our jobs wrongly, and the shrinking from our duties. This is not only the job of the enemy. So the enemy's presence in cultural sphere, you cannot be also, cannot be ignored either. So today, and since the very early days of the Islamic Revolution, organizations have tried their utmost in order to make the people lose their belief in the foundations and bases of these of this revolution. This is cultural work. It's the people's faith that is being targeted, that's being invaded against. It's the people's heartfelt beliefs that are being targeted. So this, you cannot ignore this. So there might be a question posed here that says that, well, you need to say that the authorities need to be sensitive. How sensitive and careful should they be? Does this, when it comes to freedom, that's part of the slogans of freedom and it's actually part of the pillars of the Islamic revolution, does this not negate that? And the answer is no. It has. It does not contradict freedom at all. Freedom is separate from, is not squandering and being libertinism. Freedom, which is a great divine blessing, in itself it has some rules. Without rules and confines, freedom has no meaning. If there are individuals inside the country that want to uproot and actually hurt the beliefs of our youths, you cannot sit idle and watch them because just they're free to do that and let them do what they want to do. At the same time, if heroin and other kinds of addictive drugs and poisons that just destroy the families, they're the bane of the family, if they want to see the individuals distribute such addictive drugs, you cannot just sit idle and impartial. You cannot just let some people to make use of art, to make use of freedom of expression or some other modes and means by making use of money to try to hurt and target the people's beliefs and ideas. So in the Islamic and revolutionary, they just want to making encroachments and invasions against the people's revolutionary and religious beliefs. So you cannot sit idle and say this is freedom. There is no such freedom anywhere in the world, even in those countries where they claim of freedom. In those countries, when it comes to the red lines that they have, they are really strict. Now you see, in European countries, no one dares speak about or make comments about Holocaust. Now regarding Holocaust, that's not really clear if it's really happened or hasn't happened, or if it has really happened, how it has truly been. So making comments regarding Holocaust or even doubting Holocaust is one of the greatest sins. So they stop it, they arrest a person, they make prosecutions, and then they speak about freedom. So what is considered a red line for them? They stand against it with full force. And then how can they expect us to just do away with the red lines of a revolution and ideology and ignore them? So if there an individual who targets the spirit of the national independence, there are some individuals talking about independence, they make fun of independence. They say this is a backwardness. What do you mean by independence? So when they want to theorize independence, they make fun and poke fun at independence, and they want to bring doubt to the hearts of the youth regarding living independently. You cannot remain impartial. You need to do something. So moral values and religious values, when they are being insulted against, when they make fun of Farsi language and they humiliate Iranian behavior, what's happened. We see such instances presently. There are some individuals who try to humiliate the national dignity of the Iranian youth. Then there are negative attributes that they make reference of. They say, look at the Europeans, look at the West and learn. They try to tolerate one another. We do not tolerate each other. Is this really the fact? On the streets, in European countries, in European capitals, just nowadays, not 20 years ago, not 50 years ago, these days, if there is a person who observes Islamic hijab, Islamic dress code, that person is being attacked by the youth. In broad daylight, they beat the woman who's wearing Islamic hijab, they injure her or they kill her, and no one dares ask why. Well, there's a person, for example, in another instance, because the person is not a national of that country, they set fire on him. Is this toleration? Is this tolerance? This is just happened a few months ago. There was an Iranian who young hooligans of a city in a European country, they beat this Iranian youth, and then they put gasoline on him, and they set fire on him, then just neighbors stand and watch and do nothing. Is this tolerance? So those who humiliate the Iranian nation, the Iranian approaches and practices and morals, those who try to humiliate the Islamic values and revolutionary values and the main principles, when they and those who try to show that the foundation of family is something valueless. They say that marriage is something meaningless. These are the facts in our society. There are people who are doing such things and promoting these ideas. Those who are seeking of pleasure as a value, pleasure, enjoyment. This is the souvenir from the West. Anything which brings satisfaction and joy. Well, sometimes they do this cautiously, sometimes they do it through narcotic drugs, sometimes through sexual desires, some by beating others. Anything which brings some satisfaction and joy to you, they say it's right to do. So those people who preach such things, you cannot sit idle and do nothing. Some people also spread libertinism, so we need to feel accountable and feel responsible. When it comes to cultural destruction, those who are destroying the culture, they do this. Instead of a national resolve, they try to promote doubt and hesitation among the people. So when the people, as long as the people does not have resolution, they cannot get anywhere. So to try to stir the people's resolve when it comes to issues that determine the fate of the nation, they try to shake up those foundations and beliefs. Instead of resolve, national resolve and confidence, they try to replace it with national humiliation. Instead of strong belief, they cast shadows of doubt and disbelief. Instead of work and resolution again, they replace it with lust and seeking of worldly pleasures. And these are the practices that are being made these days. Our cultural institutions and organizations need to carry out their duties in the face of all of these. Of course, some of these duties, some of them are responsive, defensive, and they both need to be done, both those we are responsible to do and those duties that have a defensive nature. So the cultural institutions and organizations of our country, both the government-run organization and the non-government organizations, they should be careful that the media that are using the language of foreign media, they should not fear their propaganda. They do not need to regulate their approaches and behaviors according to them. So what's more important in my speech, that I'm addressing the youth that are embarking on cultural activities and operations across the nation. They have started it on their own, and thank God such operations have expanded.